There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Another one of those quickies, a little KM to 2 a.m. It's already after 12, so good morning, good morning. What a game. Was that the game of the year that we just saw? It might have been the best game on Thursday Night Football ever. I don't know. It just sucks the way that it ended. I don't know. This is a year of the two-point conversion or the failed two-point conversion or not going for two or going for two when you shouldn't. Or maybe I know the rule is like, on the road, go for two and get out of there. But then when you don't get it, it's like roughing the passer, face mask, holding penalty. The NFL is bogus if you really pay attention. I got to bring that back. Remember I told you I used to have this whole thing called NFL bogus, talking about how we watch bogus officiating and we just accept it every week and how like the NFL is low-key like WWE. What they want to happen is going to happen. Referees just eat their whistles. 888-808-1019. If you guys want to talk about the Bengals losing that game to the Ravens, as the Jets fans say, yeah, we needed them to lose, right? Jets got to go win that game against the Cardinals. But that helps your chances, right? That's another team that's fighting. I don't know. There's a lot of questions around Cincinnati. Connor was just asking me about Zach Taylor. Like, did they move on from him? I'm like, I guess. All the hype they had from getting to the Super Bowl, I mean, they still have one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, and Joe Burrow, he balled tonight. Ja'Marr Chase on my screen. Pay that man. Ja'Marr Chase Bank. Pay that man. He went crazy. I hope you didn't play against him in fantasy. I played against Mark Andrews. I played against Chase Brown. If you played against Ja'Marr Chase, he put up 264 yards, three touchdowns. I'm just guessing. That's probably like 40. I got to take a look. That's easily probably a 40 point swing in your fantasy league to start off week nine. Week nine is underway. We're halfway through the NFL season. Your fantasy playoffs are approaching and your hopes of going to the playoffs are fading if you're a Jets fan and if you're a Giants fan. Oh, this is a big one here. 2-2-7 teams, the Munich game out in Germany. And if you lose this one, nah, can't lose this one. No thoughts about losing. They're 6-point favorites. If you can't beat the Panthers, then you might as well not beat anybody the rest of the way. 888-808-1019. The NFL is shaking up. Somebody's got Christian McCaffrey coming back to save the day in their fantasy league. Somebody had Dak Prescott. He's about to be out probably the rest of the year. The NFL is nuts. I just went through yesterday my awards halfway through. Like Lamar Jackson is probably going to win MVP again. Derrick Henry got pantsed on national television. He's going to be Offensive Player of the Year, potentially. Jaden Daniels, Offensive Rookie of the Year. Who else did I crown yesterday? Jared Verse is Rookie of the Year. You got to see Trey Hendrickson almost had Ja'Marr in a play. Or look, I keep saying Ja'Marr. Ja'Marr, Lamar. Crazy game. I don't know. If you watched that game, call me up if you want to react to it. 888-808-1019. A ton of yards and offense and points and crazy things and missed extra points and missed penalties. And yeah, Ja'Marr Chase just goes absolutely insane against the Ravens. He always balls against them. 11 catches for 264 yards, 3 touchdowns. What an individual effort by number 16, Tylan Wallace, who's more of like a special teams guy, but he got an opportunity. He caught a little 5-yard out route, took it to the house. Chase Brown emerging as RB1 there. Zach Moss going to be out for the rest of the year. They picked up Khalil Herbert via trade. He didn't do anything for them today. But yeah, the Bengals are probably cooked. They had a rough start. Their defense is not great. How do you, you're up 21-7 in the third. Baltimore puts up 21 points in the fourth quarter. And that's why you have the MVP and the offensive player of the year, and you can get going like that, a couple big plays, make a couple throws, and yeah, there you have it. So 888-808-1019. I know what you guys want to talk about. I listen to the radio station all day. I get it. And I know where we're at. And it's the final countdown. Na-na-na-na. You want to talk about this sleepover that's going on with Juan Soto, Steve Cohen at Scott Boras's house? going back. Why do they have to go to California? I mean, I guess because Scott Boras lives out there. And somebody just tweeted me, 55 for Chase in their fantasy league. Insane. Yeah, that's a tough swing. That's a tough start. But yeah, talking about Juan Soto and the reports about Steve Cohen and the Mets going to meet Juan Soto and Scott Boras in California, I think this is good. Next week, how long you think the meeting's going to go? What do you think they're going to do? I'm sure they're going to eat. But is it actually going to be a sleepover? What are they going to do? Paint each other's nails? Watch scary movies? Tell stories about their ex-girlfriends? 888-808-1019. I'd love to be a fly on the wall. They should live stream it. Mets fans would love to watch a live stream of Steve Cohen, Juan Soto, and Scott Boras all in a room talking about $700 million. That's all it's going to come down to. And if you're a Yankee fan, you should be happy. Like you just heard Marco with the update. I think all Yankee fans have pointed to, why would the Yankees be meeting with Juan Soto? They were meeting with him every day since February. It's kind of crazy. That Juan Soto news broke December 7th, I believe, last year. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe earlier than that. But Juan Soto is very familiar with Hal Steinbrenner, Brian Cashman, the New York Yankees. They don't need to meet. They're last. And I was saying this before the news came out that Steve Cohen is going to California. I was saying they're last. That's a good spot to be in, right? And it's good that this early in the game, the Mets are talking to Juan Soto. They're getting ahead of the line. There's smoke and mirrors out there of 6 or 7 other teams potentially talking to Juan Soto. You can count the Rays out. I guess the Dodgers already being out there in California. And I believe Scott Boras lives somewhere close to L.A., Anaheim. He's always at the Angels games. The Dodgers can pop in on him. Juan Soto stays in Miami from what I know. If you're a Yankee fan, you might have saw that video of Gleyber Torres and Juan Soto on the way to the World Series talking about, after we win this thing, we're going to go to Miami. Womp, womp, womp. Yeah, Juan Soto, I think, kicks it in Miami. So why California? Scott Boras has something out there? Nah, Steve Cohen's got to have some tricks up his sleeve out there. But, like, don't you want to be in New York and sell your facility and what you can offer in the city? That's what I look at it as. I look at it as, like, when the Yankees courted Gerrit Cole, they brought him a Yankee fitted, special bottle of wine, and who knows what else. When all of this is done and before the winter meetings take place, I think there's going to be another Yankees courting of Juan Soto. The winter meetings are in Dallas, Texas, December 8th through 12th. So before we get to those winter meetings, Juan Soto will probably come back to New York, or I don't know, maybe the Yankees go to him, but I would expect that they didn't show him everything and they have some type of forever Yankee stuff up their sleeve to be like, this is what you get when you sign with us. This is the, you know, brand deals, marketing deals, advertisements, commercials. You have access to these restaurants. I don't know, this barbershop, this dry cleaner. Like, here's what we can show you in New York City. And I'm sure being in the Bronx, the Yankees are plugged in with the Dominicanos, De Lo Mio. I'm sure there is something that the Yankees have that they haven't shown Juan Soto to entice him at the end. And obviously, we know they got to meet him with the money. They got to match whatever Steve Cohen does. How far is Steve Cohen willing to extend? All the reports say, like, they will not be deterred. And, you know, they're in this for the long haul. And, yeah, we all know how much money Steve Cohen has. But here's the plot twist on both sides, right? Hal Steinbrenner cannot let this happen. You cannot lose the World Series and then lose the player that helped power you to the World Series, literally hit the game-winning home run in the ALCS. You can't lose that guy after losing the World Series. You will lose a chunk of your fan base. Like, there are Yankee fans that couldn't get over the World Series that are like, I don't even know if I like baseball. I don't know if I'm doing it next year. I don't know if I'm renewing my season ticket plan. I don't know if I'm going to a bunch of games. That one hurt too much. You lose Juan Soto, like, you're going to lose a lot of support. It's just going to have a weird vibe. Coming into opening day, like, you can't sell me on Santander, Blake Snell, Tanner Scott, Ha-Seong Kim. No. And for the Mets and the Mets fans, what's the point in having the richest owner in the sport if he misses out on a top free agent again? Like, he missed out on Yamamoto. Like, he didn't lock up DeGrom like you were sure he was going to do. Ohtani didn't even give him the time of day. Judge, there was no, obviously, you know, conversations there because Judge is a Yankee. But, like, this is the dream for the Mets fans. When they got the richest owner in the sport, one day Juan Soto's going to become available. And you can give him an offer that nobody else can offer, right? In theory. But what if you lose that? Like, what if Juan Soto still picks the Yankees? That one's going to hurt. It's going to hurt one side or the other. Yankee fans are going to be hurt if Steve Cohen comes in and blows the Yankees away with his offer, and it's just a ridiculous number that the Yankees are not willing to match, which I just don't, I don't see that. Like, I just, if I'm Hal Steinbrenner and I'm Brian Cashman, I'm not letting that balance of power shift. I'm not letting money stop me. This is the last one, yo. This is the last big contract like this. The Yankees love signing big-ass contracts like this. This is really the last one, in my opinion. This is the last time you see a free agent this young, and I don't know, but, like, maybe for a while, a free agent come available, like, this talented, this young, commanding this much money. And the Yankees need to do it to extend the championship window of their players that are 8 to 10 years older than Juan Soto. 888-808-1019. And for the Mets, it's like, oh, if you really want to put your foot down and say, like, we're here to be World Series contenders, perennial postseason contenders, we actually do have the richest owner in the sport and one of the smartest baseball minds, David Stearns can attach, you know, the next 13, 14 years of his Mets career as president of baseball operations with a generational talent. And Steve Cohen can just literally etch his name into Mets history as the owner that went out and got Juan Soto and took him away from the Yankees. Just that alone, no matter whether you win World Series or not, just being the owner that took a player, right? Can you imagine that hell, Yankee fans? The Mets take a player from your World Series appearance team, and then if the Yankees don't go back to a World Series and then the Mets go on to go to the World Series, win a World, like, that is a shift in the balance of power. These little kids are picking up blue hats with the orange interlocking NY because of, oh my God, and Grimace and the playoff pumpkin and the rally pimp and Glizzy Izzy and Seymour Wiener, and you know what I'm saying? LED lights and trumpets, all the gimmicks. Like, these kids love that type of stuff. But now if you actually get the player, now if you actually stack the lineup, now if you actually have a good manager, which you do, a good president of baseball operations, who knows? They might get Juan Soto and add a Corbin Burns or a Blake Snell. I saw some fake rumors about Willie Adames. That's another thing I can't stand. Years ago, there wasn't so many of these fake troll accounts And now anybody can be verified on Twitter. You don't know what to trust. You can't trust sources. Like, years ago, it was just like you wait for actually like Jeff Passan, Buster Olney, Ken Rosenthal, like these guys to break the news. Now people are running with stuff. Oh, rumors are Juan Soto is being texted by Steve Cohen. Like, you don't know what to believe anymore. But call me up if you want to talk about the NFL Week 9 Thursday Night Football that just kicked off and ended with a great 35-34 win. The Ravens stay in first place, and they just make the chances less that the Bengals are going to be a playoff team. I'm looking right now at the in the hunt. Colts at 4-5, Bengals at 4-6. The Jets got to win against the Cardinals. We'll definitely talk about the Jets-Cardinals matchup. We'll definitely talk about the Giants-Panthers matchup. Brandon London, who you may know from being the MC, at Giants games, also works for New York Post Sports. He's in Germany right now. That's my guy. He's going to call us in the 1 o'clock hour to let us know what's going on out there. And yeah, this show will be over by 2 a.m. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Dial 888-808-1019. Call me up so we can talk sports.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports. I'll be right back after this.
Need to get out of a meeting? Call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS Live on Paramount Plus.
Yeah, this is the jam they're going to play at the sleepover with Steve Cohen, Scott Boras, and Juan Soto as they get the popcorn ready and the DVDs. Girls night. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I don't have any time, man. I'm going to get right to the phone. 888-808-1019. Lewis out in Brooklyn. Back on the Fan. What's up, Lewis?
Hey, let's do it. I haven't called in a while. Juan Soto, 550 for 14 years.
Yeah, book it. Done.
Well, that's how I was listening to Tiki and Evan, you know. They were saying 550. I think they were saying 14 years is the problem. He wants
$550 or not $550 million for it's going to be more than that.
More than that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think the Yanks are going to lose him. I mean, that's the target.
Me either. I think it's just money to them. I think they just made a ton of money. I think they're looking at the money that they made going to the World Series and they're like, yeah, we're matching whatever.
But doesn't he want to play with Judge? Doesn't he want to play with the Yankees?
I think so. I think that we've been told so much, he's just a money guy. He's going to the highest bidder. And that's going to really disappoint some people if it isn't like exactly as we've been told. There's got to be a lean. Money isn't everything, especially when you're talking about $650 million. Like, he's going to get cashed out. He's going to have more money than he can spend in his lifetime.
Okay, how high do you think the Yankees are going to go?
I think, man, I just can't wait to see the AAV number. So, like, you said 550, and I laughed, because if you divide 550 by 14 years, that's a 39.2 AAV. It's not going to be that. That's why I said 650, If you divide 650 by 14 years, I think he's going to get a 14-year deal. That makes more sense at 46.4. Shohei Ohtani came in at 46.06, and I think Juan Soto is going to get at least like 47 or 48 to beat Ohtani as the highest paid player. But I don't know how much more. I don't know if they can go up to $50 million a year. Like if he goes up to $48 million a year, he's 26 with a 14-year deal to play until he's 40. That's $672 million.
And also, and let's face it, Judge has not really proven himself in the playoffs. So
no, not at all.
They need someone like Juan Soto to be able
I was saying that the last night. I'm like, after watching Judge struggle again, I'm even more convinced Juan Soto is not phased. Juan Soto, the postseason is the regular season for him. He had home runs. He worked walks. He had, I am not letting that guy leave just in case we do get back to the World Series and Judge shrinks again. Need him.
Okay, I want to talk about the Cowboys. Who's this new wide receiver they picked up?
Oh, my goodness. Jonathan Mingo.
I don't know anything about him.
Can exactly.
You like me?
If you're watching Davante Adams get traded, you're watching Amari Cooper get traded again, you're watching DeAndre Hopkins get traded, and you make a trade for Jonathan Mingo, just shut down. Just sell the team. Just close up shop.
Is he so good? I don't know.
No, he's actually one of the worst receivers in the NFL. That like I have numbers, but I don't like I can't. Okay. It is that bad.
But one thing I've been calling you all these years that they gave away Amari Cooper, and he's doing good.
Yeah, and like the thing about Amari Cooper is, I don't know, it's just stupid. They gave up a first round pick for him, and then they sent him to Cleveland for a fourth round pick. And he's been flipped twice more for better deals at an older age. It's just stupid. Jerry Jones doesn't have a clue.
Nah, I don't know what's going on. I mean,
I know it's Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones has Trey Lance backing up Cooper Rush. He gave up a fourth round pick for him. I think he's paying him something like $7 million this year. It's stupid. Like,
chances, Keith, that we get Bill Belichick?
Actually, hi.
Coach the Cowboys.
Mike McCarthy's definitely done. And if Bill wants to work with Jerry Jones, yeah, I think Bill would show up because Bill wants to win quickly. I think he wants to, pass Don Shula in two seasons. And I think there's enough talent on the Dallas Cowboys where he could do that. But they're a mess right now. The cap hit for Trey Lance to sit on the bench is $5.3 million. It's not $7 million, but it might as well be.
Wow.
It's just stupid. They've made a ton of stupid moves. They're paying the dead cap for Ezekiel Elliott. They give him a new contract. He's been insubordinate, not showing up on time. He was a clean scratch. He was a healthy scratch last week. The Cowboys are terrible. I froze my account. I haven't put on the Dallas Cowboys
anything.
What about
Pollard? Did we lose out by getting rid of him?
No. He's just, showing how good he still is for the Tennessee Titans.
I know. All right. It's great talking to you, Keith. Keep it up.
I got your letter, Lewis. I just don't, but I hear you. I got your letter. I'm confirming that I got it. And I tried to see about it. There's no way to see about it, but I'm glad to hear you calling back and listening to the show.
Yeah, of course.
Appreciate you, man. Have a good one. 888-808-1019. Oh, how about them Cowboys? Like, if you're a Dallas Cowboys fan, like, it's just terrible. So good for, Giants fans have something to laugh at. It's misery all around. Dak Prescott's hamstring is off the bone. Oh, Micah Parsons is coming back. Let's go to Daniel out in Brooklyn. Daniel, what's up, man?
Hey, Keith. How you doing, man?
Just talking.
Yeah. I can talk about New York sports tonight, but you mentioned the game that was just on the Fan. I just don't understand them. I was kind of rooting for the Bengals. I like to see Joe Burrow in the playoffs again.
I was rooting for them, too.
Yeah. And I'm not against, I didn't have a huge say in the game, but going for two there, I don't get it in that situation when there's 30 seconds left. I mean,
and
I think that's become a, yeah.
You've gotten there. Just have my cousin Evan McPherson kick the ball through and play overtime where we just saw, your offense. Joe Burrow just put up 428 yards, four touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase could not be stopped. If you flip that coin and you get the ball and you go down the field again, you win. What are we doing?
Exactly. And, and it's 30 seconds. If it was 2 minutes left, and you think, okay, they go up, they have time for a field goal, but you know, you you get the extra point, it's still a tie game. But this has become a trend. I feel like I want to say the past 10 years of just going for two all the time. Well, and at first it was kind of fun, but
in this situation, the book tells you you're the road team. Get up out of there. Go for two,
right.
Win the game, and don't play with overtime. But I would play with overtime because Jamar Chase absolutely dominated them. Kyle Hamilton exited that game. They couldn't cover him.
Exactly. Yeah, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't see it. I also just bring up, because you're talking about Soto and all that, I'm a Mets fan, and I don't know. I don't see – I mean, this is, you know, typical Mets fan stuff, but I just feel like, like you're saying, it makes sense that he would go back. It'd be hard to see the Yankees letting him go. I know Cohen can pay, but at the end of the day, I think the Yankees could probably match. You know, I think he's also got Stearns in his ear. You know, we'll see. I mean, I also don't see them keeping both Alonso and Soto, honestly, even though that would be awesome. But, yeah.
We're about to find out soon. Thanks for the call, Daniel. 888-808-1019. This is how I see it, for real. Because of the success in year one with David Stearns, Buck Showalter reached out to congratulate Carlos Mendoza and David Stearns. Like, yeah, actually, you got me up out of there and you guys did a lot better than I did. But because of that success, because of what it took to go get that man, hire him, and for you to see the instant gratification of like, yo, this guy's smart. He made the right moves. That guy is going to use some kind of discretion, some type of caution. He's going to tell Steve, like, yeah, I understand this is a great player, but I prioritize defense. Like, we can't go back and forth with the Yankees. There's so much more that we can do. So, yes, let's have this meeting with him in California. You guys get your sleeping bags and sleep over at Scott Boras' house. David Stern's probably not pulling up for the sleepover slumber party. But ultimately, when the number gets set for AAV and the amount of years, we can't go back and forth. If the Yankees match, the Yankees match, and that's it. 888-808-101. Like, I honestly think it can't get into a pissing contest. It can't get into a you-know-what measuring contest. Hal Steinbrenner and Steve Cohen have a relationship. Hal Steinbrenner and Randy Levine helped Steve Cohen get the ownership of the Mets. I met Steve Cohen in Legends 2 years ago during the Subway Series. Nice, quiet guy. I don't know what Juan Soto is going to think of him in person. Juan Soto is all about the money, right? So what does he care about him in person? I think ultimately there's going to be a number out there that Steve Cohen puts out there, and I don't think it's going to be as astronomical as you guys want to dream of. It's not going to be $800 million. Someone even tweeted that to me today. What if it's $800 million? How, bro? What? $800 million? Like, they're not going to double the AAV. Like, it's crazy. But there's going to be a high number out there, and it's not going to be a number that's too high for Hal Steinbrenner to match, especially after the cash that they raked in with these World Series tickets, this World Series merch, and making a run through the postseason, right? Playing longer than they've played. So, we'll see. And I think if it's the Yankees with the last say, that's another thing people are saying. What if they don't give the Yankees a chance to match the offer? What if they don't give the Yankees a say and they just sign right away? Scott Boras doesn't work like that. You think he's not going to double back with Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner? He's not dumb. Juan Soto also, like, at the end of the day, employs Scott Boras. Like, please remember that. Juan Soto hired Scott Boras. So Juan Soto has the final say. Juan Soto can say, hey, actually, all right, we got this number from the Mets and there's some unknown over there, and yeah, I'm cool with Lindor. I know Alvarez, and you know, Steve Cohen, he seemed all right. But, like, you know, Judge did really help me this year, and you know, I do have relationships with those guys in that clubhouse, and man, those fans, I don't know. Can't beat those Yankee fans, that roll call, Soto land in right field, Dominican flags waving. Let's check with Brian Cashman and Hal Steinbrenner, see if they'll match. If they match, then I'm not going to step into the unknown. I'm just going to go back to where I was. 888-808-1019. Matt is in Massapequa on The Fan in New York.
KM, what's up, bro? How you doing?
Good. Thanks for calling.
All right. So hear me out. All right. You might have to write this down.
All right.
Juan Soto to the Yankees on this, these are the terms, all right?
Okay.
$620 million.
Okay.
$60,597 down to the dollar, 13 years.
Say it again. Why aren't we getting into 620?
620, $60,597 over 13 years. If you got a calculator on your phone, do the math.
Okay. For 13 years.
Yeah. How are you doing it?
Yes. I'm punching this in right now.
620-060-597. 13 years. What's the AAV?
$47.6 million.
Yeah, but the whole AAV.
I just cleared the numbers. It's four. Let me do. Is it 47.69? So 47,690,000.
696,969.
Yeah, we're gonna always round up.
Soto for the street, not for the streets, to the Yankees
for 161st Street.
I figured I'd give you some entertainment.
Thanks for the call, Matt. I think Soto's gonna probably make around there, maybe a little more. But again, another reason why there won't be this pissing contest, there won't be this measuring contest. They can't go on forever. So here, the first week of November is done. Next week, the 11th through the 15th, we will get reports of, I don't know, these guys are in the pool. These guys are getting sushi delivered. These guys are watching Clueless. These guys are watching Mean Girls. And they're just, you know, chopping it up and figuring it out. And then we'll get a report that Steve Cohen has flown back and whatever. And I don't know. You know how Boris uses John Heyman, and Andy Martino will probably come up with something. And there'll be some stuff floating out there with some numbers. And then some other smoke screens will pop up the 18th through the 22nd. And then Thanksgiving week will come and it'll slow down. And then the week that follows is the week of the winter meetings. And then it'll fire up again. And that will actually be from the lukewarm stove to the warm stove to the hot stove. And we'll find out. And they can't drag this out. I think there can be a couple weeks of us hearing numbers and those numbers getting higher and higher. And then ultimately, the weekend of the first weekend of December, we're going to know. Matt is out on Long Island. Next on The Fan, go for it, Matt.
Hey, Keith, how you doing tonight? Thanks for being my call.
Good. They just restarted the Thursday night football game on NFL Network. Here we go.
Yeah, that's actually what I want to talk about, the football. Listen, if we're at that game, I think, first point, I think it's a right call to go for two because the Bengal defense is terrible. Like, they look compromised, good offense. So, man, let's be honest. You're not really stopping them anyway, I think.
Yeah, but
so.
It comes down to a coin flip. Like, Baker Mayfield knew as soon as he lost that coin flip, he lost the game.
No, but, like, that's different. I think, you know, you're an Arrowhead. The Chiefs are undefeated. That's this team. You're down. I think the Bengals, no, listen, this Ravens offense is too good. It's 38 seconds. And my second point is, I think the refs in the NFL, I don't like to blame the refs, but, like, I mean, come on. There's got to be some replay instituted in this game. It's like,
and there can't be multiple fouls missed. There can't be multiple, like, a hold, like, a rough of the passer, a face mask. Like, what? We just let them play through?
It goes on.
It's not the NBA where it's like, yo, don't call any little ticky-tack fouls. Let them play through. It's like, those are fouls.
It goes on to the Darius Slay and the face mask and this call and the Giants, the Vikings. And here's my last point. I want to talk about the Giants, actually. I'm a Giants fan. Like, I think they're going to put themselves in position like last year. They're going to win games. They're playing some awful team, so they probably will. And I feel like the talent, I look at Joe Shane, I heard about the other day, someone brought it up, like, young talent, there's something off with this team. The young talent's not there. Like, Evan Neal, like, he's going to see the field again. You drafted him sixth overall. I mean, Deontay Banks looks terrible. Josh Odudu, I mean, this is what, they didn't build a team right. And, like, I know you want to say Jones, like, his fault. He's not a good quarterback either, but, like,
it's not all
they're
his fault.
In a situation. They were inherited a terrible situation. And like, this young talent, I thought this team was going to be good, but, like, no one steps up. I mean, the secondary has so many holes. You should have found a way to keep Xavier McKinney. That's what I look about. Like, you know why this team isn't good? In 2022, they found a way to win because the better players were there, like Saquon and McKinney.
Yeah, I mean, McKinney's leading the league in interceptions.
And Andrew Thomas, like, it's like when he's down, like, there's no backup plan. Like, mm-hmm. you saw it last year. It's like Joe Shane. I mean, I have a lot. I believe in this coach. I believe in the GM. But, like, it's something off. Like, no
why,
one.
Why do you
up.
Believe in them?
Because I think Brian Daboll, like, I mean, I think, is it his fault? Like, they're making, like, illegal shifts and, like, he's in a
yes,
situation.
That goes
like,
back to coaching and preparation and practice. Yeah, that's
what,
reps and practice.
Is John Mayer going to keep recycling coaches? I mean, like,
maybe. I mean, maybe he'll hit on one.
But, like, maybe. I mean, he, I don't, but he's the right guy, Daboll. I mean, how many mistakes can you bring on him? I get it. He's the coach of this team. He has to be at full accountability, but I mean,
he's the guy that decides to go for it on 3rd-and-1, 4th-and-1, go for yeah. 2. He's the guy no coming chance. Up with a game plan where Malik Nabers, your number 6 overall pick, is like, I don't call the plays.
But Malik Nabers, like, another thing to say about him, like, I mean, listen, I'm only the rookie, but he's kind of immature, too. Like, oh, the press conference, like, how about you catch some passes that should be called?
I mean, yeah.
Not everything can't be blamed on the head coach.
I from mean, what I heard on the fan, he was the new Jerry Rice. He's got a bunch of drops. I mean, I don't know.
I remember Tiki Barber saying that, like, Anthony Richardson, he's immature. Yeah, these rookies, they're immature because they don't know. They think it's they're playing in college. I mean,
of course they are. Thanks for the call, Matt. You just made me think of something I had in my notes about Malachi Corley, because Malachi Corley is hilarious, yo. Yo, like, what a trip. I gotta see if I can get Fleegs. Do we have any of the audio from Malachi Corley talking to the media about it? Yo, the thing about these rookies coming into the league, they're already legends in their own minds. They've already got a million followers. They've already got $1 million. Like, this kid mentioned that he's already scored 200 touchdowns. Bruh, you're counting your Pop Warner touchdowns, high school touchdowns, and college touchdowns. That was your first opportunity to score in the league. And that's forever, bro. That is forever, homie. Yeah, he talked about carrying the ball 6 more inches. Bro, hey, first of all, pause. Like, yo, score a touchdown. And like, just admit fault. Own it. That's the thing about these rookies, though. Like, they're already the man in their own mind. They're already like, I got millions of followers. I got millions of dollars. I'm in the league. I made it. No, you didn't make it. Let's play a little bit of Malachi Corley talking to the Jets media about his situation from Thursday Night Football, where, you know, they give him the end around. He's about to walk into the end zone untouched, and nobody stops him from scoring but himself. Play whatever you got, Fleegs.
No, not at all. You know, you just take things with a grain of salt. You didn't play the game for a long time. You've seen a lot more or less embarrassing things happen on the field. So for me, it was just a learning experience overall. You know, still extremely excited to run across that end zone line and be able to jet around the field and do all that type of stuff. So it was fun overall.
So they asked him if he was embarrassed. No, not at all. We saw you, bro. What are you talking about? Your ass was glued to the bench looking silly. You weren't embarrassed? You weren't own up to it. Just say, yeah, that's embarrassing. That was my first opportunity to score. Then he talks about the celebration. No, but we don't care about your celebration. Luckily, the team overcame it and won the game, but that would have been a stain. That gets you out the game and gets your reps cut. I don't know. Let's play the next Malachi Corley sentences that he had for the media today.
My emotions were still extremely elevated just from the fact that, I just scored my first NFL touchdown. You know, that moment got pulled back from me. But,
no, you didn't.
Overly, you know, my teammates really rallied around me, told me that they'd get the ball back for us. I felt really good after that.
Like, I just scored my first NFL touchdown. In your imagination, you thought. After a review, you did not. Yeah, of course your teammates rallied around you because you weren't on the field anymore. They're going to pick you up, Rook, because they've been there. Not like that. Not like DeSean Jackson. Not like that. Not like almost Kyle Pitts. Let's play the last clip from Malachi Corley. Like, somebody's got to talk to the guy and be like, listen, bro, like, not never again. And also be better in the media. It's better to just own up for it. You made the mistake. You can't dodge this one.
What's your celebration going to be for?
I'm probably holding on to the ball all the way to the sideline. Give the coach a break. Let him know that I owed him that one.
There you go. The next opportunity you have to score a touchdown, take that ball with you, have the equipment guy put it away, and have them mark it with some tape and write Corley's first NFL touchdown. 888-808-1019. Josh is in Passaic. Josh, you're on the fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. You know, first of all, it's great to finally see, you know, Mark Andrews getting having a great game. The first time I could start him since like week three or four.
He's come along. He's come along as of late.
It probably also helped that the other tight end was out, but this 2-point conversion thing's got to stop. Like, we see much more fails than actual conversions, and you're pretty much showing you like you don't trust in your team. So, you know, there's 30 something seconds left, and why not just kick the extra point? There's like enough of seeing the time.
Yeah, I'm tying the game. I'm tying the game, and I'm saying, Jamar, they haven't stopped you all night. Let's get after it again. Defense, figure out a way. I don't know. I'm continuing to play. It's Thursday. You're gonna have extra time off. Like, I don't. That's a tough way to lose. That's the season right there. You need that win.
Right. And but I did. I know they didn't call a flag in the last two plays. But I mean, would you rather game with much more flags and then call those type of flags? Or would you rather game?
I mean, the hold on Mike Gesicki, the pride of Southern Regional. We are Penn State. They got to call that. And then also the roughing the passer, hitting Burrow, and then like the slight face mask. Like, it's got to be something.
Yeah, but you know these refs, you know, getting screamed at by the entire nation. Now you're throwing too much.
Exactly, they're trying to get back to the hotel and get out of there. Game over.
Right. So then also going with the Mets kid, I love that they made this offer to Adames because you know that shows no moving behind this.
Did they though? I haven't seen a credible source say anything about that offer.
Came up on two articles.
Yeah, but what? There are articles and blogs and people that, like, I don't know. Everything I saw on Twitter, I can't find a credible source. I can't find one actual MLB reporter that is reporting this deal.
I guess you can't believe everything you see, but if it is true, if they are going after
it's reportedly. Let's see, Sports Illustrated has one. Mets reportedly have an offer for but I don't know. That's why I don't believe anything anymore. There's too many fake accounts, and like who is this reporter? Mike Rodriguez? I don't know. I don't believe anything. I don't think that the Mets are offering Willie Adames $160 million before they go talk to Juan Soto. I don't think Willie Adames is first in line. Maybe, I don't know. He's a former Brewer, and David Stearns has a connection with him. Mike Rodriguez, Mike Deportes, he's got 14.7 followers on Instagram, on Twitter. No, I don't know. I just can't. I don't trust anything anymore until Passan says it, until Ken Rosenthal, John Morosi, Buster Only, one of those guys runs it.
And then, okay, last question. There's a good win by the Devils tonight, but how do you feel, you know, on Marchand? Don't you feel like it's been like he's been solid, but like a little bit, you know, like under what we thought he was going to be?
Nah, what do you mean? Like, I just thought he was going to be an upgrade. I'm not. It's still early in the season. They've won four out of their last five. I don't know. I should have went to the game tonight.
State percentage is in the 20s. I'm not expecting to be the number one goalie, but you know, at least you're playing, you know, top 10, top 15 numbers. But listen, if they get the wins going, and you know, Kobe just needs no more time to adjust, whatever it is.
He's better than Vitek Vanek. He's better than Akira Schmidt. Like I don't think he was coming in as Shesterkin or Sorokin. Like he's an upgrade. They're winning. 888-808-1019. It's early in the season. Like, I am so pleased with the Devils winning. I am so pleased with the Brooklyn Nets winning, coming off the Yankees losing the World Series. I said, I feel good. I got no strings to hold me down, to make me fret or make me frown. I once had strings, but now I'm free. I ain't got no strings on me. Froze my account with the Dallas Cowboys. Yankees are done. And like whatever the Devils do, whatever the Nets do, don't faze me. I feel great. Weather's been great. Good things are happening to me. I'm about to go on vacation. This is fantastic. Let's take another call on Juan Soto before I try and bring in a guest. My guy Brandon London is out in Germany. He's the MC when you go to MetLife and you watch the Giants. He's also the voice you hear covering New York Post sports in video form on the digital side. Let's go to EJ in East Meadow, New York. EJ, tell us something. You're on the Fan.
Yeah, it figures that you take actually someone that disagrees with you right before the break. So let me keep it quick. First of all, are you willing to eat a little bit of crow when you're wrong, if you're wrong about Juan Soto, or are you one of those, you're going to be one of those
One of those what? I'm never ducking
typical
smoke.
Yankee,
I don't.
Yankee,
no, I don't Yankee delete. Fan. I don't delete my Twitter account. I don't delete tweets. I show up when it's time for me to do my show.
You
I'm outside.
Your Cowboy account, right?
I froze my Dallas Cowboys account after they lost to the Packers. I froze that at halftime of that game last year because I just until Jerry Jones. Until Jerry Jones hangs it up, I freeze my membership. I don't have to go back to that place. I haven't been to Dallas in years.
I just asked if you were willing to eat crow. Nobody's talking about freezing accounts. I don't do that. I don't play that game either. So my point is here's very simple. Philo, and you're probably too young to understand this. First in, last out. So the point is, if you get in there early and you're Steve Cohen and you're having a slumber party and you're sitting over there and you actually build with Boris and all the particular clients, and then you're also the last one. You're the first in. That's what Philo means. First in, last out, right? So then you can also come back last out. And despite what you think about how, he's going to come back to the Yankees, I think what you're doing is you're actually convincing yourself. You're trying to sell your own self that, oh, my God, he's definitely going to come back to him, because why would he go there? Because all you have done is consistently just give this argument like Mets fans are weaker than you guys. And yeah, we have been. We have been for a long while. And now it's a different game in town, and you're worried. And that's the fact. Back.
That was a good case, EJ. But nah, not worried. This is baseball. This is off-season contract negotiations, hypotheticals. I'm not worried. This is a player that I think the Yankees should bring back, but if they don't, what is it going to do? They're going to pivot and add some other players. And we still don't know the future. Like, what is it going to do for the Mets? Are the Mets going to take the Dodgers to 7 games with Juan Soto? We don't know. So I'm not worried about that. But, like, I just feel like this player was with the Yankees, was around the Yankees, has a rapport with the Yankees. He's got to get to know Steve Cohen and the Mets. Good. So be first in and last out. But I just think there is no way that Scott Boras or Juan Soto just leave the Yankees brand, team, what Juan Soto just did in all of 2024, and go on to the unknown that is the Mets. And as far as feeling like the Mets are weaker than the Yankees, it's not a matter of weakness. It's brand, it's history, it's pedigree, and just the premise of, okay, he played on the team. Is he trying to be on his fourth team in 4 years? I don't know. Maybe he is. Maybe he isn't. Maybe he's just looking for the most money, and if the team he currently or was last on matches that, he'll sign. But I don't know either. You don't know either. And that's why we do the sports talk radio stuff. We go back and forth. But thanks for the counter argument. My argument, yes, as a Yankee fan, as a baseball fan, and a lot of other people, we'll play some audio before I get out of here from Chris Rose talking to Trevor Plouffe about it. We'll play some Carlos Mendoza stuff too. Like, I think a lot of people said he's going to go back to the Yankees if the Yankees match the offer. Now, what if the Yankees don't match the offer? I think they'd be fools. But it's just like, we don't live in the world yet. You think that there's this new world. Like, did the Mets go to the World Series this year? No. Did they win the World Series? No. You think that we're in this new world of Steve Cohen and, like, no, we're not there yet. You got some McDonald's marketing. You had a number one Latin digital song. You sold a bunch of hot dogs. And you had some cool orange and blue LED lights. That does not change the dynamic between the Yankees, the New York Yankees global brand, and the New York Mets. And what that could do for a player in the next 14 years. And that's all. 888-808-1019. Let's see if my guy Brandon London is awake in Germany. We'll try to have him come in and tell us what's going on out there before the Giants versus the Panthers game at 9:30 in Munich. 2-7 versus 2-7. And then, yeah, we'll play some more audio and we'll take more of your calls on Juan Soto and the NFL. Keep McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.